What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, folks, for our continuing coverage of the snowstorm. I'm Newell Norman, and we are happy to be here this morning to give you the latest. We are joined by Scott Walker, Jefferson Parish Councilman at Large. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hi, Newell.
So, Scott, give us a little bit of an update of the latest of what's going on in Jefferson Parish.
Well, all things considered, Jefferson Parish has done very well through this. We had no pressure issues water-wise, no lift station issues through all the cold. There were some calls that were handled by JPSO. There were four accidents yesterday. 23 people were stranded. So, again, we're stressing to stay off the roads if at all possible because this is not a safe environment to drive in. And Sheriff Lapinto yesterday expressed concern that today would be worse than yesterday because people are going to get cabin fever, see things starting to melt, and hit the road a little bit more. So don't be that person. Don't be stuck in the snow and force somebody to come out and rescue you because you had to get out for some reason. Most businesses are still closed. Parish government is still closed, so stay inside if at all possible. That's the overriding message today. Outside of that, the parish did sign an emergency contract to bring in some snow plows to help, but this will just be for major arteries to get hospital paths clear and to clear the way for emergency vehicles to be able to respond. This is not an invitation for people to go out and drive all over the place and think the roads are clear. Some roads and streets won't be touched by snow plows, obviously. This is an emergency situation trying to get the biggest areas open as possible so they can be traversed in case of emergency, but not for everybody to go drive on immediately.
So I guess it's, the interstate is still closed through Jefferson Parish. Is that correct?
Yes. As far as I know, I haven't seen anything otherwise.
Yeah. When do you guys anticipate the snowplow operations commencing?
I'm not sure of the timeline yet. The parish president just let us know about that this morning, that they were coming in, I imagine, as soon as possible. And I know that some of the ones, I'm not positive it's all of the ones that are in New Orleans right now, but at least some are helping with a path to EJ this morning to clear that, East Jefferson Hospital on West Esplanade. Outside of that, I don't know the particulars about which plows and where and when, but I know they're going to be on the streets as soon as possible.
Power outages in Jefferson Parish, where do y'all stand?
Haven't had many. In our call last night, it was there were very few. I want to say that we saw up to about 2,000 across the parish this morning. I haven't seen an updated number, but I know Entergy is responding as quickly as possible to those. I asked our Entergy representative on our call last night if there were any weather impediments, and they said no, other than just getting to the location slowly and carefully because of the ice on the roads, but they are responding to outages as they happen. It's not like a hurricane, really, where you have to wait for the wind to get below 35 miles per hour to get people up there safely or whatever it may be, but this is just as they get it, they're getting to it as quickly and as safely as possible to address the outages. Nothing has been long-lasting or widespread so far.
Received a number of texts this morning as well as last night and actually early on during the day as it relates to loss of internet, Cox service, you know, a lot of services that are provided to homeowners through the Cox infrastructure. Anything on that?
I have not, from any of our social media or any of the emails we've gotten or any of the communications that we've gotten, heard anything about Jefferson Parish having major AT&T or Cox Internet problems. I have AT&T. Mine's been fine. But I can only speak on what I've heard and what we've heard from representatives from those companies, which is nothing from those representatives, and haven't really seen coming in on our end any big complaints about outages.
Yeah, people tend to complain about it because, it's their only connection to what's going on with the news and otherwise. You've been there. You understand it. They get a little anxious. They're texting in, they're listening to us on radio, but they're trying to entertain kids at home, too. So.
I get it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, I drove in this morning, and what a lot of people don't understand is that it's a lot more challenging to drive in the aftermath of snow than during a snowstorm.
I'm looking outside right now, Newell.
Yeah,
and I'm seeing water dripping off my roof. All that water that's dripping and everything you're seeing melting right now in the morning sun is going to refreeze later tonight and into tomorrow. So we're going to have ice all over roads still tomorrow, and plows aren't going to fix that. Salt at a certain point isn't going to fix it. You've got diminishing returns at a certain point on this stuff. So even if it looks safe, it's probably not safe until probably late Thursday into Friday.
That is so true. I mean, it was different this morning. I have four-wheel drive, so it's a little bit easier to manage, and I have some experience in driving in the snow. But there are a lot of people – I shouldn't say a lot. There were several people that I saw on the roadway this morning because I really didn't see that many. But the few that I did, you could tell they were having an issue. And if you're driving over 8 miles an hour, it's too much.
Yeah, and I've seen people going down my street, 20-mile-an-hour street. Sometimes that doesn't even apply during snow, and people seem they can get through it. And I've seen spinning, and I've seen swerving, and it's just we can't emphasize enough it is not safe. And some people think they're superheroes and can drive in anything, but, again, there's really no reason to be out right now.
Yeah, and I would remind people, Scott, that, kids are off of school. And a lot of these kids, the first time they're ever going to see snow, and they're out, they'll be out there in large numbers today running, playing in the street, thinking that it's the winter wonderland, and you can't be going down the street at 25, 30 miles an hour. You have no control.
Right. And right now you don't know where the street ends and where the sidewalk begins. And it's in a lot of places, it hasn't been touched yet. So yeah, I saw kids walking down our streets and walking around the playground and cars come down the street. They don't see the car coming. It's just a very different environment than we're used to right now. So, again, stay off the streets. But if you're on the streets, pay attention to what's around you because it's a very different scenario than what you normally see.
Scott, this is a little different than, in the aftermath of a hurricane, right? I mean, some of the challenges have yet to reveal themselves. We kind of know in the aftermath of a hurricane the damage that was done, how much infrastructure damage. We usually by this time already have the assessments. But with this type of event, it's almost like we're still waiting, right?
Right. And we still have a lot of freezing temperatures to go through. So we ask you again, if you're running your pipes, if you're running your faucets to keep water running through your pipes and you're doing that drip, make sure you do it at a very small drip, and that when you can turn it off, you turn it off, because we've been fine, as I mentioned earlier, on our pressure issues in Jefferson Parish, but we don't want to strain the system, and we don't want to be in a position where we end up in a boil water advisory. This is a lot of uncharted territory, as you said. So that could happen if there are issues. And look, a year ago at this time, we had that major water main break at the East Bank treatment plant on Jefferson Highway. Mm-hmm. Our infrastructure is old. Our pipes are fragile. And as this freezes and unfreezes and freezes again, you don't know what will happen, as you alluded to. So far, so good, knock on wood. But until we're back below freezing and our normal shorts and T-shirt weather in January, then I'm not going to be comfortable.
Parish office buildings obviously closed today. What does the rest of the week hold?
Closed today and tomorrow as well, and garbage service will likely resume on Friday. We are not running garbage service today or tomorrow in Jefferson Parish, but it will likely resume Friday, assuming the roads are safe for everybody to be out and about.
Again, just the wait and see to see, you know, how fast the melt will actually occur. And as you said, I saw, you know, in the sun today, just this morning when I left the home, left the house at 8:30, you could see there was already some melt going on. It was 28 degrees outside. You know, it was kind of interesting. Again, this evening, all of that's going to refreeze.
Yeah, and man, when I woke up, the most alarming thing for me is to look out and see the sun beating down the snow. It's very bright.
Yeah.
It's extremely bright outside right now, all over the place, because the sun's reflecting up off the snow. So that's another hazard as you drive. It's just reflecting all over. So I think everybody, for the most part, has handled things very well. There's very, very little traffic out there yesterday. Hopefully it remains that way today, but can't say enough about the people who are out there working, doing their jobs despite these circumstances, all of our first responders that have responded to so much. Look, we had on the West Bank yesterday 18 calls for service to JPFD, on the East Bank 12 calls. Nothing real major, kind of random things, but there were a few that involved fire pits being too close to homes when people are outside enjoying a fire in this weather, too close to their homes, and some space heater issues too that were too close to carpet or too close to curtains. Obviously, that easily starts a fire. So JPSO is out there, JPFD is out there, and we've got our EMS responders that are out there too, doing yeoman's work in this situation, which is very different than what we're used to.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Final thoughts?
Yeah, let me just give you the EOC hotline number real quick. If anybody has any issues, this is kind of a one-stop shop. Call in and we'll get your issue taken care of. It's 504-349-5360. That's the Jefferson Parish EOC, 504-349-5360. And I think I've covered everything on my list. Just be safe, be smart, use common sense, everybody.
Thank you, Scott. Truly appreciate you joining us this morning. Scott Walker, Jefferson Parish Councilman at Large. Give us a call, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, as we provide our continuing coverage of the winter event. When we come back, we'll visit with Craig Jackamine, owner of Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. A lot of folks asking questions there, and we'll try to get them answered when we return. Stay with us.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.